Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show on a Thursday morning here in Philadelphia. And I want to say a good morning, Hugh, but it obviously is a tough one as the Phillies go down last night to the New York Mets out in four. One of the most disappointing playoff series in recent memory. And really, I think one of the most in Philly's playoff history. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Did y'all know that iguana meat is considered an aphrodisiac in some parts?
Sometimes you need a little comic relief to make you feel better.
No, I'm saying I was, you know, me went down a rabbit hole last night and was watching the Salty Cracker guy. He's a guy in Louisiana. Mm. And they were talking about how iguana meat is an aphrodisiac. And it kind of helps with, you know, certain things.
Yeah. I didn't know that, if you're asking me. Yeah, no, I didn't know that. You know what else I didn't know? I didn't know a lineup that you spent $1 billion on could stink this much.
$1 billion lineup.
My goodness. Phillies go down last night 4-1. I give tremendous credit to Ranger Suarez for gutting through what he got through early in that game. He gave them life. He gave them a chance to win that baseball game. And they failed. And
they gave you four innings, too.
He did. The Phillies failed. I mean, this is one of the biggest disappointments in Philly's history. To have this team, to have this group, to have the start of the season they had, they were 45-19. They were on pace for 114 wins. And they fooled me. They fooled a lot of us. I thought they were better than this. And then the second half of the season came, Hugh, and they showed us that they were leaking oil. And it was like, oh, maybe they'll turn the switch back on. And they never did. And they got beat by a Mets team that played the game better than they did. A Mets team that played and had better at-bats, that had better pitching plan, that had a better bullpen in this series, had an actual $300 million shortstop that knows how to have a big moment in the big moment and hit the ball. It's such a disappointing ending, Hugh, to what was supposed to be a special season. And this group now is at a crossroads. 2022 in the World Series. 2023 up 3-2 in the NLCS. Up 2-0 in the NLCS. And they blow that. And then, Hugh, they go and they lose in the first round here in the Division Series to New York Mets. Hugh, there's a lot of blame to go around. But I just keep coming back to this. In this series, the Phillies hit 186. They scored 12 runs in four games. You can't win like that. You just can't win. Their starting pitching in this series only allowed 6 earned runs between Wheeler, Sanchez, Nola, and Suarez. They weren't perfect, especially the last couple games. They weren't perfect at all. A lot of base runners on. But, Hugh, they lost this series because their big hitters were terrible. The only guys that showed up for the majority of the series were Harper and Castellanos. That's it. Schwarber had a nice moment in Game 1 when a home run started off. Stott had a nice moment in Game 2. The rest of them stunk. Real Muto, 0 was his batting average. 0. And Trey Turner, I don't know how if you're a Trey Turner defender, I don't know how you sleep at night. Because this guy's not worth half the money they paid him. Hugh, an enormous disappointment, and I put it on the offense. What are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. You know, you talk about what Ranger was able to do. The fact that he came out there and he gave you 4 innings with a tidy back or whatever he was going through. He found a way to work himself out of some tight jams. He was in some jams early.
Yep.
No question about that. He was in a way early in this matchup, and he found a way to work it out. And only thing I think of, you went up one run and couldn't do anything else. Couldn't tack on anything else. That's the tale of the story to me. You got pretty decent pitching throughout this whole four-game series. You got pretty decent pitching.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the starting pitching, the bullpen struggled.
Yeah, the bullpen. But it's one of those things where you didn't take advantage of the situation when it was presented to you. And that's the thing that stinks, man. The thing that I think of when you talk about the regression, because that's what it is. You talk about going to the World Series the first time you went, and then you get to the NL, what's the DS?
CS,
the Championship Series. And then you lose in the NLDS.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where you can't feel good about where this team is right now. And you can't honestly say that I don't think you can run it back the way it's presently constructed.
I agree with you on that. 215-592-9494. Today's a day. Look, WIP, there's two separate things that I always think WIP's here for. When times are great and we get to celebrate together, when there's a championship or a run, like we've had, you know, some of those in recent years with the Eagles being in 2 Super Bowls, winning one, the Phillies in a World Series of 22. It's also for a day like this, because we gotta do this together. We gotta get through it together, lament together on the tough moments. And the part that's the most disappointing for me is I believe they deserved to lose. 2 years ago, I was proud of that team in the World Series because they went up against a juggernaut Astros team. I didn't think they were good enough to beat them, but they they pushed them to the brink, and they got that series to six games. They really made this city proud 2 years ago. And then last year, I thought they choked at the end. This year, they just flat deserved to lose. The Mets were better than them for four games. Other than one run at the end of game two, the Mets were better almost the entire time. And Hugh, what really struck me is the way the Mets played the game is how I remember the Phillies playing the game 2 years ago. The at-bats the Mets had, they put pressure on every single inning. And Rangers did a good job early, as you said, Hugh, getting out of it. But the Mets put the bat on the ball. They didn't strike out a million times. They moved runners. They got runners in from third base. They played the game the right way, and we did not. This team has issues, and it's so disappointing because they wasted some big-time starting pitching, especially the series really was – game one was the tell. Like, when they lost that Wheeler start because they couldn't score, that was really the life the Mets needed, you.
Yeah, man, and it's one of those things where – you look at the way the team fight. They had some fight in them down the end, but the bottom line is, Joe, they couldn't score runs.
No.
And, you know, there were certain things that happened during the course of this game where you can't come undone. You can't come unraveled. And Alec Bohm seemed like he came unraveled a couple times, especially when he was on base, when he was arguing with the umpire and everything and almost got picked throughout the game. You can't do that. You got to keep your composure at all times.
The three biggest culprits, number one was the offense. That's by far number one. They just didn't hit enough. They didn't score enough in the postseason. Their 6-9 hitters in the series hit 0-93. It's the lowest ever for a series in the MLB playoffs for 6-9 hitters, and that includes when the pitcher used to hit. I mean, that's almost impossible to hit that bad. That's the number one culprit. Number two was the bullpen. Hugh, you mentioned that's where their struggles were in the pitching. It was Hoffman last night. It was Estevez. They couldn't get outs. They couldn't strand runners. The bullpen, which was a strength this year, really stunk in this series. They had trouble in the series. And the third part of blame I will give is Rob Thompson, not so much in this series. I don't think the decisions from Saturday through last night were really that egregious. I do think, though, you go back to the season, it seemed like they took their foot off the gas, Hugh, in the second half of the season. And from the manager through the players, and I'll say the front office too. And then they tried to rev it up again, right? They tried to, like, hey, let's flip that switch. It's the playoffs. It's hard to do that. It's hard. It's hard to do.
And you know what? And to that point, that's kind of what JT Realmuto said. He said it in the press conference that, you know, they felt that they could turn it back on when the playoffs started. Why would you think that? Like, seriously, I'm not trying to pick him because I think he's a good dude, but I would ask him, what world do you live in where you think that's acceptable or that can happen, especially knowing what you know about playoff baseball? I mean, this is the third time you've been in the playoffs. First time you came up short. Last year, you know what happened when you played against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yep.
And you came back home and you thought you had that one won. You can't go into a game thinking that way. And it just surprised me to hear a veteran guy say that the way that he said it. Because you can't take anything for granted. Just like, you know, the Mets got hot. And they're riding that roller coaster from the time that they left London until now. And you know what? I'm about to say something that might hurt some people's feelings. They might ride it all the way to the World Series. The way that they're playing, they might ride that all the way to the World Series.
Well, you know what? They'll earn it if they just like the Phillies 2 years ago. That's the way the Phillies played it 2 years ago. They earned it and they got all the way. And yeah, the Mets could win the whole thing the way they're playing right now. 215-592-9494. Who do you place the most blame? Your feelings this morning as the Phillies get knocked out in four. Kyle, where are you at this morning? You were on top of this from the beginning of the series. You were worried about this series. And then to the end, you thought it was over yesterday. How you feel today?
So I had a bad feeling going in. That doesn't make this any less brutal or like give me any better feeling going out, just because it makes me feel worse, because now knowing what I know, the team going into that series felt how I felt, that they were a dead team walking. If you hear from JT and Trey Turner, all those guys, which we'll do in coming up, they knew that they didn't have it going in, and the Mets did. Like, they knew. They were talking about hoping and you know, like, there's so many things that bother me about the series, that game. Topper could have been better. You know, leaving Hoffman in, all that stuff. The bullpen just totally folding when it mattered the most. And I get that he let up the grand slam yesterday, Hoffman.
Well, Estevez.
But Hoffman is to blame for loading the bases. And that's on Topper, all that stuff. I got a crazy, wild idea for the Phillies, though. If they ever come up in that situation again.
What's that?
Maybe have a five spot on the board. Score five runs. So that a grand slam doesn't... I mean, when they hit that grand slam, it was only the sixth inning. We all knew it was over.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. When you saw that Salamini hit, you was like, yes.
It felt the same way as when Alvarez hit just a three-run bomb. We were down two runs in that game in the World Series, and we're like, that's it. There's no reason we should go into any series or any game with no confidence at all that this offense can even... Like, they didn't even put pressure on the Mets. They weren't getting guys on third base. They weren't loading... The Mets loaded the bases just about every single inning. This offense was feeble. I mean, it was disgusting. And that's where this team's money's invested. That's what I'm most sickened by today.
And they should be embarrassed. It's one thing if the Mets had... You know, Smoltz and Glavin and Maddox. They don't. I mean, seriously, guys. I mean, Jose Quintana yesterday is a 36-year-old journeyman. Like, the Phillies' offense and those hitters should be embarrassed as they go into the offseason. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up. Your reaction to the Phillies going out in four. We'll hear from Trey. We'll hear from JT. We'll hear from Topper next and you. 215-592-9494. As we say goodbye to the 2024 Philly season right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94